Good morning. This is Agashwani Gohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland government has given 72 hours deadline to NHIDCL to immediately clear the landslide debris at Zirza area and reopen the National Highway 29 for regular traffic. In a notice issued to the Executive Director, NHIDCL, on Monday, the state government expressed its grave concern over the repeated failures by NHIDCL and its contractors to clear the debris and restore traffic on the highway, which is the lifeline to the state capital of Kohima and several other districts of the state. The decision follows after a high-level meeting held on August 26, chaired by the Chief Secretary of Nagaland. The government said despite the extensive support and cooperation from the state machinery and local communities, NHIDCL has consistently failed to address the problem effectively. As a result, the state government directed NHIDCL a 72-hour deadline to clear the landslide debris and open NH29 for regular traffic. The state government has made it clear that if NHIDCL does not meet the deadline, it will deploy required machinery and manpower to open the road, and the cost incurred for these operations will be billed to NHIDCL. Nagaland Legislative Assembly yesterday witnessed several legislators debating over the three-decade-old Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act, 1989. Majority of the legislators advocated for revoking the act, while some sharing the Christian perspective objected to the concept of reviewing the act. Participating in the discussion yesterday, Minister Demton Imnalong, advisor Dr. Gekrelole Yome, viewed that enforcement of the act has instead encouraged bootleggers with availability of spurious liquor in every nook and corner of the state, leading to health hazards. Along said, times have changed and it is necessary for all to look into the issue which is affecting the society. He said the government of the day has to take a decisive decision, knowing very well the pros and cons of the act. Yome opined, 33 years is a long time and lifting of prohibition will not increase the existing flow of liquor. He observed that there is a common feeling that lifting of prohibition will create anarchy and bring people lesser away from God and disharmony. Yome reminded that no civilization has been destroyed by booze or liquor. Similarly, advisor Gaiti Sukalo, joining the discussion, said that 34 years is not a matter of joke and observed that since the day NLTP Act came into force, liquors have been flowing in every nook and corner of the state. MLA Nuklu Doshi argued that the act was not only a complete failure but had actually caused more problems for the state and its citizens. He asserted that church and politics should play their respective role. While acknowledging that the government has failed in many ways, Nuklu Doshi said, church too had failed on its part while doing nothing on alcohol-related issues such as creating awareness and workshops, instead of pressuring the government for more stringent measures. Strongly voicing for lifting of the act, MLA Achimbemo Kikon was of the view that if the state continued the prohibition, people will look for more alcohol. However, it is open in the market, there will be a proper regulation in terms of selling and acquiring. Gigon also suggested to form a committee comprising various experts, including recovering alcoholics, to study it. However, some of the members, including Kutecho Kamo, P. Longon, Kuzuluzo Nino, while sharing the Christian perspective, objected to the concept of reviewing the act. Geji Genye, Juwenga Sep, T. N. Manin, Dr. Nisato Mero, Dr. Sakato Sema, and Dr. Tsuhotio Rutso also participated in the discussion. MLA Y. Mumbemo Hunzoi has asked the state government for immediate action to resolve the long-standing issue surrounding the exploration and extraction of oil and natural gas in Nagaland. He said that the state's abundant natural resources should be leveraged for the benefit of all Nagas. Speaking during a zero-hour discussion on the exploration and extraction of oil and natural gas in the state of Nagaland in the assembly session yesterday, Humzoi highlighted that with the goodwill and support of every Naga, especially the members of the assembly, Nagaland could one day achieve economic independence and transform the state for future generations. particularly focusing on the Jampang oil block in Wokha district, which was allocated to the Oil and Natural Gas Corporation in 1973 by the Government of India. He said a block spanning 12 square kilometers and encompassing the villages of Jampang and Old Suri saw the drilling of 31 wells by ONGC with production of crude oil beginning in 1980. Of the 31 wells, 21 produced high-quality crude oil and 2 produced gas. The MLA further proposed that if Assam and Nagaland agree to share the royalty proceeds from the DAP oil fields equally, Nagaland could potentially receive 276.50 crore rupees as its share. Further, the MLA urged the government to take immediate steps to resolve the issue and harness the state's natural resources for the common good. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.